You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome on to another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. A question today from Hilda Funicat. We've got Devlin Eden with us today, and it's a comrades question for you, Dev. And the last time we had you on, we were talking about training for where you are now, not necessarily for where you want to be. And this is comrades, runners, this is probably one of the biggest mistakes they make, is going, you know what, I'm going to train on the sub 9 hour program because I'm actually a 12 hour comrades runner. But if I know if I train for the sub 9 hour, I'm going to finish. How do you go about choosing the right program for you when it comes to comrades?
Yeah, so Brad, this, like you said, it's a common error, and we all get excited and we've all got big ambitions and big goals, and I mean that's really good. That's why we do this. But just being honest with yourself and saying, like you mentioned, where are you now? So, and that's what usually we use things like time trials to test that. If you've done any recent races, so 5, 10s, 21s, even marathon races, we use that to get an indication of where you are and predict a comrade's time. What is key though is you can't, if you're an 11-hour comrades runner, you can't jump onto a 7-hour or an 8-hour comrades plan.
Insurance, Devlin. It's insurance.
But it's not. So the problem with that, and you'll probably feel that within the first week of training, because those paces on any of those easy runs are just going to be completely out of stretch. So they're not going to be easy. They're not going to be the relaxed aerobic kind of work that we are looking for. So you need to be realistic, set smaller goals. Keep in mind that nothing we do is set in stone. So if we put you, if you're an 11-hour comrades runner currently and you in a 12-week span have improved hugely and there's a chance that we can put you onto a 10 or a 10.5-hour plan instead, we can definitely make those changes, and that's where progress comes, and that's the goal. We so many months still out of comrades, and yes, currently you might be an 11-hour comrades runner, but in 3 or 4 months' time, you might become a 10-hour comrades runner, maybe even a 9.5-hour comrades runner. So that's the progression, and we keep building and periodizing and planning accordingly. So work where you are currently and build on that. Don't try and take huge leaps. You will end up with some sort of overtraining or injury and put you out, and then you might not even be a comrades runner. So yeah, that's a concern.
I mean, it's an interesting point you make there. I think it was the last comrades that was run that they looked at the finish statistics, and they surveyed the people who didn't finish comrades. And it was almost 70% of people who didn't finish comrades started with an injury.
Yeah,
and that's our number one goal. Obviously, we want to make sure you're prepared and you've done enough work, but we want to keep you injury free. And when you're jumping on a training program where you're stretching to reach the paces, or perhaps you're doing too much mileage, you're just setting yourself up for injury, aren't you?
Yeah, 100%. And like you say, I want you on the start line. I'd rather have you slightly undercooked, but being there, than 3 weeks before saying, you know, comrades is not an option for you. You've injured, you've got a fracture, or whatever it might be.
Absolutely. Devlin, as always, thanks for your time today here on the Ask Coach Parry podcast.
Cool. Thanks, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.